USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has told lawmakers they are in possession of the Hunter Biden laptop with over 40,000 emails, some dealing with communist China, Ukraine, Russia, and more. The FBI also announced it was not treating it as a Russian misinformation campaign. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, tells Fox News, hogwash on the folks crying wolf again. Let's get to the meat of the matter.
And we have Clapper, Brennan, Yates, Susan Rice, all these people saying we saw no collusion, no coordination between Russia. We never saw any evidence of any coordination or any collusion. So these are now the same people telling us, oh, the Russians are running some disinformation operation. No one's buying it. Let's get to the facts. Let's figure out exactly how much Joe Biden knew about this, because it sure looks like Joe Biden misled the American people.
The laptop was forfeited for non-payment after it was never picked up from a Delaware repair shop. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.